WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Your first opportunity to meet the Bryan School District's new superintendent is tonight. Following school board action to officially approve a contract with Christy Whitbeck, there is a public reception. Both gatherings are in the district's Performing Arts Center, the former Civic Auditorium on Coulter, starting at 6. The extreme makeover at the home of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball is well underway.
The synthetic turf contractor for Brazos Valley Bombers project has been working 7 days a week. The final grading and compaction of the field should be complete by the end of the week, with concrete poured for the no-mow strips and post for the first base safety fence completed. The grandstand contractor completed cleaning up their debris last week, and the painting work started yesterday.
That was part of the update City Manager Keene Register gave at the last City Council meeting. In a year and a half, Blinn College is scheduled to open its new academic building at the Texas A&M System Rellis campus.
Rellis expands our ability to offer high-demand courses in science, technology, engineering, and math. It also provides students with opportunities for hands-on research with private corporations and leading state agencies.
Blinn President Mary Hensley emceed last Friday's groundbreaking of the $34 million four-story building that includes 18 classrooms and 8 science labs. Construction is scheduled for completion in time to start classes in the fall 2018 semester. While the city of College Station has an ample water supply, the search continues for new sources. Water Services Director Dave Coleman on WTAW's The Infomaniacs talked about recycling wastewater into drinking water by storing it underground.
We did a feasibility study that showed that, yes, it's kind of expensive, but it's definitely a feasible option to capture some excess flows or take our wastewater effluent and instead of just letting it run down the creek to the Gulf, store it underwater so that we can use it when demand get high.
Another idea involves converting salt water. Coleman says the city also continues to monitor San Antonio's water expansion into Burleson County, where College Station also has water rights. Two men from Huntsville are in the Brazos County Jail, and a third man is at large following an armed robbery at a College Station apartment early yesterday morning. According to police, 30-year-old Damian Jones and 19-year-old Katron Jordan are accused of tying up two men and a woman at the Retreat Apartments on Jones Butler Road and striking the woman with the butt of a gun. All three were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The suspects were caught outside another apartment complex, The Rails, on University Oaks. And a Bryan man has been arrested for the fourth time in the last 8 months. According to online jail records, 27-year-old Justin Hemphill was arrested last July for failing to register as a sex offender. He was released 2 days later, only to be arrested in December for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. He was released from jail the next day, but returned 4 months later on two new charges. Hemphill is accused of an armed robbery at Raina convenience store in Bryan 2 weeks ago, and he is accused of attempting to force his way into his former girlfriend's apartment in College Station last November. Hemphill is held on bonds totaling $121,000. WTAW News Time is about 8 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and rather warm for today. We're up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. High pressure will result in clear skies tonight. Lows will be near 60. Sunny and warm yet again tomorrow. Probably going to be up to about 80 to 85 during the afternoon. We'll see clear skies tomorrow night. It's a little bit cooler. Temperatures will slip back to about 55 to 60. And it's sunny, a little bit cooler, more comfortable for Wednesday with highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check out the weekend in Aggie sports, including the A&M baseball team's win over LSU on Saturday to claim the series. Plus, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the softball team's routing of South Carolina yesterday. And in the NBA, all three Texas teams earned victories on the hardwood last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, do you charge your phone near your bed at night?
Yes.
Okay. I don't, but just say it. An Alabama man nearly lost his life while asleep after he was electrocuted by an iPhone charger.
Oh.
The incident has exposed the risks of charging a phone when in bed. It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay. Okay.
Wiley Day went to bed with his phone plugged in at his bedside. The next morning, as he was about to rise, a chain around his neck got tangled around the charger's exposed connector prongs.
Oh, wow.
Which had come loose from an extension cord. The chain channeled the electricity meant for charging the iPhone into his body, throwing him out of bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, before he realized what was happening, it says here he suffered third-degree burns around his neck.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. I know.
How bizarre.
That is a little more complicated, though, than just regularly.
Yeah, so, right. I mean, we're probably not going to see a government directive to be concerned about that. But nevertheless. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe one for wearing chains.
Yeah, and, but, you know, there are people who, there are still people who get the newspaper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They throw it out and it, you know, lands on your sidewalk or, you know, your driveway. And kind of quaint. Anyway. So think twice before complaining about your newspaper carrier. Police in Germany say newspaper carrier stabbed and killed a customer.
Oh, my gosh.
Who apparently had repeatedly complained about delivery problems. Police say the 42-year-old carrier got into an argument with the 51-year-old customer outside the customer's home Saturday afternoon. A relative of the victim who witnessed the fight grabbed the newspaper carrier held until police arrived.
Oh, my gosh.
What an intense Monday.
Well, it is a little bit. I'm just thinking, you know, maybe you didn't give him a big enough tip, but quit complaining. It could be.
Information.
My thought is that guy, well, maybe both of them, had some baseline anger issues that needed to be addressed before we actually exploded into knives and such.
Stop throwing the paper in my azaleas.
Something.
I wonder if that story made his own paper.
Which
is a good question. Huh?
Well, it's Monday. It may be in there now. That's true.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater for the City of Cold Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. New month.
That's right.
It's April.
Oh, yeah.
Day 93, 272 of them to go. It is Find a Rainbow Day.
All right.
All right. World Party Day. World Party Day.
All right. I don't know if, you know, Monday's the best day for that, but
kind of what I was thinking of. The idea of World Party Day is based on the idea that peace is not the opposite of war, merely its absence. The real opposite of war is party.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
All right.
World Party Day aims to synchronize a massive worldwide party to celebrate everything that's good and optimistic.
All right.
Well, on a Monday?
I know. Well, okay. So you got that going for you. It's also Chocolate Mousse Day, if you want to do that. And, wow, don't go to work unless it's fun day. You know,
how specific?
I don't know that that necessarily is a really good idea.
Yeah.
When they call to find out where you are,
it's work's not fun. So I didn't come in today.
That's right. They're going to go, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll save that for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about coming back.
Luckily, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
This is fun.
It does.
Yeah.
This works. All right. And no heavy lifting. All right. Let's see what's going on in the birthday world.
We got some birthdays today. Paris Jackson is 19. That's the daughter of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Debbie Rowe. Amanda Bynes is 31 today.
Yeah, like Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
The Amanda Show.
Yeah, she was on the in the Hairspray remake also.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then she kind of like went crazy.
Yeah, but they now, all do, don't they?
Yeah, now she's apparently somewhat sane again,
okay.
As they say.
And how old is she?
31.
Okay, so she's gone to crazy and come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in early part in life there, I guess.
Okay.
Jenny Garth is 45.
Okay.
Now, she was actually Amanda Bynes' sister on the WB's What I Like About You.
Oh, yeah.
And then also played Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Smulders is 35. She played Robin on How I Met Your Mother. And,
Robin.
Yeah. She was Robin.
She's the Canadian.
That's right. Adam Scott is 44, played Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recreation. Very funny guy. Very liberal guy, but very funny guy. I follow him on Twitter, so that's how I know.
That's how you know.
Yeah. Jamie Bamber is 44, played Apollo on Battlestar Galactica.
Man, I am waiting for somebody I know.
Here you go. Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Is 56.
Okay. All right.
David Hyde Pierce is 58.
He played the Frasier's brother,
right? Yeah, Niles on Frasier.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Alec Baldwin is 59 today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's a mess, but he's a really, really, really good actor.
Yeah.
And he does great impressions, but he is a mess.
Yeah, definitely. Tony Orlando.
Hey.
Sans Dawn is 73 today.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton, 75.
Mr. Las Vegas.
Yep. The Newt. Yeah, he's 75 today. And Doris Day.
Yeah.
Still alive at 95.
Oh, it rhymes. Okay.
That's right.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, a special snowflake meltdown of epic proportions happened last weekend. We have an associate professor of politics and global studies at Drexel University encountering something so horrific while on a flight. He almost vomited. So what happened? He witnessed a first-class passenger dare to give up their seat for a uniformed soldier. The professor tweets out, "Some guy gave up his first-class seat for a uniformed soldier. People are thanking him. I'm trying not to vomit or yell about Mosul." Well, after the public expressed disgust over the professor's tweet, well, he tried to blame the controversy surrounding his comments on conservative media. And he told the New York Daily News that his post was misrepresented by the outrage machine that is right-wing media. Ladies and gentlemen, now these are the types of people that are educating your children.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. And independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
One of the benefits of working in radio is that my job revolves around the entertainment industry. So I got to stay up to date and I got to stay in the know when it comes to entertainment things, especially like television shows. And thanks to Suddenlink, I don't have a problem with that ever. I always watch my favorite shows and I get to do that because of my Suddenlink service, because I have my DVR in case I miss my favorite shows. I can always go back and watch them. There are a lot of things about Suddenlink that make it an integral part of my life. And it should be for you too. Now, you've got the power to save money. money. Sign up for the Suddenlink Triple Play today for only $79.99 a month. What you're going to get is fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels so you don't have to miss your favorite shows and phone. Give them a call over there at Suddenlink, 877-694-9474 today, or stop by their local office because they're really nice over there and they love it whenever you come in there and say hi. The store is located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. You're not going to regret signing up for Suddenlink. It's a limited time offer. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details. Suddenlink, more power to you.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. Shares in Imagination Tech skidded 69% today after its biggest customer, Apple, said it would stop using the British firm's graphics technology in the iPhone and other products. Imagination says Apple, its biggest customer, is developing its own independent graphics processing chips. Apple holds an 8% stake in Imagination Tech. British consumer goods maker Reckitt Benckiser is reviewing options for its small food business as it seeks to pay down debt following its planned $16.6 billion purchase of Mead Johnson. A sale of the business, which includes French's mustard and Frank's red hot sauce, could bring in $3 billion. Dow Chemical and DuPont again pushed back the completion of their merger, but said the deal remains on track as DuPont pursues asset divestments to satisfy European regulators. The companies now expect the deal, which has been delayed by regulatory scrutiny, to close in August rather than the first half of this year. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Sovac City's having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sovac City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sovac City, come on. Come on down to see us.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 8th, it's aquatic weed control. Identification, product selection, and application are important in developing the best control strategy. They'll discuss them all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
624 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, this one is like from Law and Order or something.
Okay.
Or NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
The body of a woman who went missing more than two decades has been found buried under the grave of a World War II veteran. John Sandoval pled guilty on Friday to second-degree murder, sentenced to 25 years in prison, for the 1995 death of his estranged wife. As part of the plea deal, the Colorado man, who's 52 years old, told investigators her remains were buried at a cemetery. Sandoval found an open grave early in the morning on October the 20th, 1995, that was scheduled for a burial that afternoon. What he did is he dug about 2 feet down, buried his wife, put dirt back on top of it, And then, of course, the ceremony went on, and the cemetery workers unknowingly buried the veteran over her remains.
So bizarre.
Is that weird or what?
We're definitely going to see that on a Law & Order episode soon.
Detectives found a muddy shovel in his car, muddy clothes inside his home, noticed scratch marks on his face, neck, and chest. Charges were not filed at the time because authorities could not find the body or witnesses of the crime scene. He was convicted in 2010 of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison, but an appeal court overturned his conviction last year. Prosecutors had been preparing a new trial when he offered to give up the location of his wife's body.
Wow. I
wonder, 20 years is just too long to hold a secret like that.
Incredible. 625.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
Well, we often tout the advantages of using YouTube to learn a new skill or help you learn something that you may need to know. And even Wikipedia is good in a pinch if you need some information you may or may not have. But you got to realize Wikipedia, not always 100% credible, especially when it comes to things like legal advice. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So a 22-year-old guy named Justin got pulled over in Florida last Friday for blowing a stop sign, and the cop found that Justin had a suspended license and no insurance. So he was arrested for, you know, driving with a suspended license and without insurance. Now, as the police officer was putting him in the cop car, Justin complained, quote, "That's the last time I listened to Wikipedia about driving. It said I would just get a ticket."
Wikipedia is the best thing ever. Anyone in the world can write anything they want about any subject. So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Justin's going to be in court in 2 weeks for a hearing. Let's hope he doesn't get his lawyer off Craigslist. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okay, we're going to have an interesting week in that it's going to be warm today, 83, 86 tomorrow. They got a little front coming through here, and it's going to be 73 for a high temperature on Wednesday, but the winds are going to gust out of the northwest at about 30 miles an hour, so not sure it'll exactly feel like 73. Rest of the week will be nice and sunny, too, and we'll have the same thing, kind of moderate temperatures and cool in the evenings. But first couple of days, going to be rather warm. So despite the fact that right now the winds are out of the southwest about 7, and it feels, I don't know, we have a wind chill factor of 50 right now. Air temperature is 52. We will get up to 83 before the day is over.
Two questions. Do you take a daily baby aspirin? And do you go through the X-ray machine at airports? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You don't hear about it as much as you used to, but taking a daily low-dose aspirin may be very good for your health.
On a daily basis, a low dose of an aspirin reduces inflammation, which is at the root of heart disease, cancer, and some of the brain diseases.
Dr. David Agus, author of the book The Lucky Years, How to Thrive in the Brave New World of Health.
If everybody in our country over the age of 40 took a baby aspirin, there would be dramatically lower rates of disease. So everybody should ask the question of their doctor, why shouldn't I be on a baby aspirin? It's a technology that blocks inflammation.
Dr. Agus does not go through the X-ray scanners at airports and doesn't think you should either.
I have a thing about machines where we don't have long-term outcome data. Many of the newer airport scanners are of a technology that we have real no long-term outcome data. There's not data they cause a problem, but there's no data that they don't. And so I opt out when I go to an airport. I get a nice pat-down.
And keeping to a regular schedule turns out to be very healthy.
Well, the data are, if you eat your meals on a regular schedule with nothing in between, get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, you can dramatically reduce stress on the body. People who eat when they want, that is graze, have 81% more diabetes. And so when you have your lunch today at noon and tomorrow at 2 o'clock, for 2 hours, stress hormones go up. You lower metabolism. You actually gain weight. You don't think as well or act as well.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There appears to be nothing in the way of the Bryan School District getting its new superintendent. Officials have announced a community reception tonight following school board action officially hiring Christy Whitbeck. Both the board meeting and the reception are in the district's Performing Arts Center, the former Civic Auditorium on Coulter, starting at 6. The city of College Station is getting started with plans to build a third water tower. Water Services Director Dave Coleman on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked about the tower's design.
What we'll probably do is we'll probably put out a solicitation that lets the offerers say what style of water tower they would do.
Okay.
And then we'll go with what is going to be the least long-term cost. But I would say most likely it'll probably match the other two. You know, the concrete, you know, fairly wide base,
right,
with a steel tank on the top.
Has that got a name? Has that design got a name?
It probably does.
Okay. A little water tower esoterica, you know, you never know.
The tower's location will be near Baylor Scott and White Hospital. The renovation of the Bryan Aquatic Center continues. City Manager Keene Register told the City Council at its last meeting the contractor has been on site each day.
The sections of removed concrete deck are about 95% replaced. Work has begun on the pool shell to prepare it for plaster, and grout was applied to the pool shell, which then requires 7 days to cure. The installation of equipment in the pump room continues. Loose tile has been reinstalled. Wall end targets are installed, and the bathrooms have been painted. The wall is installed to separate the zero entry from the lane areas. It was not high enough, so it has to be extended.
Register says at the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball field, grading the field for the installation of synthetic turf is completed and repairs to the grandstand are underway. More than 3 years after Blinn College officials embarked on master plan recommendations, dirt has been turned on expanding its operations in Brazos County. Groundbreaking took place last Friday on Blinn's afternoon at a $34 million four-story, 83,000-square-foot building at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Blinn Trustees President David Summer was among 10 speakers and 18 people who scooped a ceremonial shovel of dirt.
It represents a landmark in the history of Texas higher education as the Texas A&M system and Blinn College take an unprecedented step in a partnership that sets the standard for university and community college collaboration.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp praised Blinn's board and the college's staff.
You don't make off-the-cuff remarks like, I wish somebody would kill that SOB. Because they go out and get their guns. So you have to be very careful. This is the best staff that I have ever worked with in my life.
Sharp also said he has never seen so many state lawmakers at a groundbreaking. That group included Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham.
Winds are blowing in education. Children don't learn the same way that all of us did. The different kinds of education, the different forms at which education, the formats at which we deliver it to them is all changing quickly. And this is another example of leading.
The building, which is scheduled to open for classes in the fall of 2018, will have 18 classrooms and 8 science labs. Recent arrests by Texas A&M police has included catching a wrong-way driver on a stolen riding lawnmower. According to the arrest report, a UPD officer saw 24-year-old Joshua Holmes on the $13,000 lawnmower going north in the southbound lane of Bazell near Lubbock and without displaying a slow-moving vehicle triangle. During the daytime traffic stop, Holmes told the officer he needed to get to work and College Station police did not stop him. After UPD discovered the mower was stolen 2 days earlier, Holmes was arrested for theft and possession of stolen property. 2 weeks after his arrest, Holmes posted bond and was released from jail. 3 people were hurt, 2 others were arrested, and a 3rd is being sought from an armed robbery early yesterday morning at a College Station apartment. Police report 2 men and a woman at the Retreat Apartments on Jones Butler Road were robbed at gunpoint. All 3 were tied up, and the woman was struck on the head with a gun. They were all treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. 2 of the 3 suspects, 19-year-old Katron Jordan and 30-year-old Damian Jones of Huntsville, were caught outside another apartment complex, The Rails, on University Oaks. The coal industry in the United States got some relief after President Trump signed an executive order removing EPA regulations enacted during the Obama administration. But Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is also a retired energy executive, says coal producers have to find more technology to reduce emissions.
I think that if coal wants to be competitive again, that we're going to have to do basic research to find ways to burn it more cleanly. That said, it is still one of our baseload power sources, and you can't just put an X through it until there's some alternative to take its place.
Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was among those in the room when the president signed the executive order removing the Clean Power Plan and directing the EPA to rewrite those regulations. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Join Messinahoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messinahoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Join the American Heart Association for the 50 Shades of Red Go Red for Women Luncheon on Thursday, May 4th at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center. Featuring keynote speaker, Emmy and 3-time Golden Globe nominated actress known to millions of fans for her role in the hit CBS television show Northern Exposure, Jeanine Turner. Tickets are $50 per person with sponsorship still available. Go online at brazoscountygored.heart.org or call 268-0068. Sponsored locally by the College Station Medical Center.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
High pressure, it's going to continue to build our way over the next 72 hours. That's going to result in lots of sunshine, though. It'll be a little bit cooler by the time we get to Wednesday, but nothing dramatic. Sun today with a high somewhere between 80 and 85. Tonight clear, lows near 60. We'll have more sunshine tomorrow, and we're going to be back up to 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60. Sunny and 75 to 80 during Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the team's impressive win over South Carolina yesterday. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team claimed their series with LSU thanks to their win of Saturday's rubber match. And in the NBA, the Mavs earned a win over the Bucks. The Rockets bested the Suns, and the Spurs took down the Utah Jazz last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So apparently this Michael Flynn was really just not a good dude at all.
Mm.
Yeah. We're finding out that he, in fact, did not list payments from Russian companies on his original financial disclosures that he gave to the government. Yeah. And then, of course, he lied to the vice president. So we'll see how that. So apparently he's going to have to ask for a whole lot of immunity.
Yeah.
And maybe they're rolling that out ahead of it just so that that we know about that. All right, so it's Monday. Was the leader of the free world once again active this weekend?
He was.
And I mean, not just playing golf. I'm talking about
correct.
He actually had his little phone with him. And he did some of those.
He did. He did. I'm going to go all the way back to Saturday.
Okay.
He starts quite a little bit of a rant. It is the same fake news media that said there is no path to victory for Trump that is now pushing the phony Russia story, a total scam.
Yeah. Fake news. Fake news.
And then this is kind of a four-parter. The failing New York Times finally gets it. Quote, in places where no insurance company offers plans, there will be no way for Obamacare customers to use subsidies to buy health plans. In other words, OCARE is dead. Good things will happen, however, either with Republicans or Dems.
Oh, whoa. Saying to the Republicans, I don't need you, maybe?
Wow.
All right.
He continues, wow, Fox News just reporting big news. Source, quote, official behind unmasking is high up. Known intel official is responsible. Some unmasked not associated with Russia. Trump team spied on before he was nominated. If this is true, does not get much bigger, would be sad for the U.S.
Okay.
And then yesterday, anybody, especially fake news media, who thinks that repeal and replace of Obamacare is dead does not know the love and strength in our party. So he's given some love out to the Republicans again. He says talks on repealing and replacing Obamacare are and have been going on and will continue until such time as a deal is hopefully struck. We're all hopeful, sir. Hopeful.
So even though he liked what the New York Times did, he still called them failing New York Times.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Well, the New York Times story, which is rather interesting, highlights the areas of the country that could have no insurance offerers at all.
Wow.
If the Obama health care plan next year.
Mm-hmm.
Anthem, currently operating in 14 states, is considering leaving Obamacare.
Okay.
So we'll see if that happens or
interesting.
Not.
But I do want to say one more just 25 minutes ago.
Yes.
So just this morning, he says, was the brother of John Podesta paid big money to get the sanctions on Russia lifted? Did Hillary know? And then he continues with, did Hillary Clinton ever apologize for receiving the answers to the debate? Just asking.
Just in case you forgot about the answers that Donna Brazile gave her.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, he brings up a good point. So we'll see. I'd seen a story about Podesta's brother having been a guy who had made some money off of Russia. I didn't know what it was for. But, again, there was John Podesta right in the middle of the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
Statement posted Friday on Vietnamese website, on the Vietnamese government website, says that President Trump wrote a letter to the president of Vietnam last month promoting increased cooperation. For all the things he did tweet on, he did not tweet that a federal judge approved a $25 million settlement in the fraud case brought against President Trump by students at Trump University.
Mm.
Right? You didn't skip that one, right?
I didn't skip it. I did not see that one. All right.
Okay. So Neil Gorsuch is supposedly going to get approved this week. Mm-hmm. That's what the Republican leadership said. Mitch McConnell said it, and John Cornyn said it. But they may have to use that nuclear option thing where he gets 51 votes instead of getting the 60, so we'll see. In the meantime, Nancy Pelosi says, hey, Democrats, if you've got any good ideas about the specific fixes that are needed by Obamacare, bring them to us first. In other words, leadership. Bring it to leadership first, because if you roll it out there publicly, then the Republicans are going to hammer on it. So let's find it, and then we'll unveil it. So see how all that works for him. Matt Drudge, good old Matt Drudge, doesn't make appearances very often, but he was on Michael Savage's show on Friday. And during that syndicated show, he said, I suspect there's a sabotage that is going on. Do you know Obama had the stimulus package on his desk before Inauguration Day? What has this Congress given to this great man, meaning Donald Trump? Nothing. Saying Trump is already being stifled by Washington, Drudge says again, quote, his personality is not being totally used here. The charm, this guy who ran a hotel, the guy who had the number one TV show with The Apprentice, part of it is charisma. Charisma is needed in this job. This isn't just getting a bill through Congress. It's also charisma. I wish they would let him be Donald Trump.
All right.
I mean, I kind of think he's being Donald Trump either way.
Well, but, that could well be. It's just a matter of he doesn't get to be like the engaging person that I guess
Drudge says. A little too much presidential.
Turning to Austin, lawmakers considering declaring fantasy sports legal. In a hearing that will take place today, Texas lawmakers will weigh whether to proclaim fantasy sports legal. This comes after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton equated them to illegal gambling. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So,
yeah, that was like just last year, right?
Yeah, matter of fact. So, and I guess what, then Texas makes money off of that, I suppose.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Like
not
a tax or something?
Yeah. Actually, Lois Kolkhorst has filed a companion bill to the one that has been filed in the House about that.
Okay.
And there's a interesting analysis piece on Texas Tribune today, which is probably what we need to remember, and that is that no bill is actually dead as long as the legislature's in session. Mm. Doesn't matter if it didn't get voted out of committee, doesn't matter if it died on the floor, as long as those boys and girls are over there meeting, they can also just
pick it back up,
yank it up, and put it on CPR and bring it back. So as long as they're there, and we have 60 more days of their fun,
yes.
As if we don't have a special
Yahoo
session. Yay, 646.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 8th, it's aquatic weed control. Identification, product selection, and application are important in developing the best control strategy. They'll discuss them all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you need highly skilled help from a craftsman, you call in a specialist. And it's no different in gardening, where we're able to call on special plants with special forms, habits, colors, and textures to fill odd spots in our landscapes. However, to use these plants successfully, you have to know their growth patterns and any special care they might require. I have some of the special spots we all encounter and how best to address them with your plantings. I'll be back with details after this message.
Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns is available in liquid ready to spray and in concentrate formulas. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills existing listed broadleafed weeds and then prevents new weeds from emerging for up to 6 months. Its proprietary 2-in-1 formula is a post-emergent that kills existing broadleafed weeds and a pre-emergent that prevents new broadleafed weeds for up to 6 months. It won't harm lawns when used as directed. Do not not use on carpet grass or improved varieties of St. Augustine, such as Floratam. Season-long weed control for lawns is available in a 24-ounce ready-to-spray and 24-ounce concentrate. Apply it anytime from spring through fall when the temperatures are between 50 and 90 degrees. It's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. For more information on this product, go to BayerAdvance.com. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. What on earth can you do with a space that's 4 feet wide and 60 feet long? We're talking about the space that separates the city's front sidewalk and the curb. As a matter of aesthetics, builders usually set the walks back several feet from the street to break the impact of all the concrete. As a matter of frustration, we try to plant everything from cactus and rock gardens there to huge shade trees in those funny little rectangles. In reality, it probably would be best if you did as little landscaping in the parkway as possible. First of all, you probably don't own that land. It's probably the city's right-of-way, and they can tear out all your plantings if they decide they need to rework the street or the sewer line. From a standpoint of pure landscaping practice, it's probably best to keep that area simple so you don't draw attention unduly away from the rest of your gardens. All of which is to say turf grass is usually the best answer to parkway plantings. Now, true, you'll also have to mow and edge it, but that's a lot easier than hand-pulling weeds and manual trimming of ground covers and low shrubs. Alleyways can be quite visible. If your neighborhood has rear entry garages, your alley may be a prime spot for good landscaping. The fact that you have another one of those crazy little spaces 18 or 24 inches wide doesn't make it a lot easier. Usually there's a tall fence involved, which further limits your plant choices. Well, capture the chance, gardener. It's your opportunity to set a great example for all of your neighbors as they drive by. Spend a little extra time and effort developing an attractive ground cover bed or establish a neat and tidy planting of turf grass. Use the fence as a support for an attractive flowering vine that can cascade down both sides leisurely, blooming all the while. Might be Carolina jessamine or wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or one of the lovely climbing antique roses. If you decide to plant color in the alley, keep it simple. That kind of very symmetrical garden is no place to try the informality of a collection of perennials. Choose instead to use one type of annual flower that will give you a long season of color and maybe replace it then with pansies in the wintertime, but mark them as free for the picking or whatever. Your neighbors will love you. So there are a lot of things you can do with unusual spaces in your landscape. That's the measure of a true gardener, a true educated gardener, how you get through the odd spots. I'm Neil Sperry. And we're going to talk about when the shade gets too heavy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Well, the fifth-ranked Texas A&M softball team blanked South Carolina 16-0 yesterday at the Carolina Softball Stadium. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the win.
Our kids look good. I thought Torrey Vidalis really set the tone for the day. I thought we did a great job of the strike zone. We didn't chase bad pitches. We didn't chase things out of the zone. And then when she came on the plate, we hit it hard.
The Aggies look to sweep the series tonight at 6 p.m. Pre-game will begin at 5:45, and you can hear it all on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, in A&M baseball, the Aggies scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth to beat the number 8 LSU Tigers 4-3 in Saturday's rubber match at Alex Box Stadium. The Maroon and White return home tomorrow to host the Dallas Baptist Patriots. First pitch is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can hear all that action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship is tonight as Gonzaga gets set to face North Carolina. Both teams are one seeds. Tip-off for the game tonight is at 6:30, and you can hear that one on the Zone as well. Meanwhile, in the Women's Championship,
the final 5-4-3-2. Smiles galore, the horn sounds, and the Gamecocks of South Carolina have their first ever Women's Basketball National Championship.
South Carolina won their first national title with a 67-55 victory over Mississippi State last night. The number 7 A&M men's tennis team waited out a 3-hour rain delay to sweep Arkansas 4-0 at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, the number 25 women's tennis team concluded a 4-match road swing with a crucial 4-1 victory over number 28 Ole Miss. In the Texas A&M volleyball team opened its spring competition season Saturday, defeating TCU and then falling to Rice at Tudor Fieldhouse in Houston. The Aggies return to Houston next Saturday at the FAST Collegiate Invitational. Times and opponents for the FAST tournament are to be announced. In A&M track and field, the Aggies collected 10 victories over the span of the four-day meet, with five of the first-placed efforts coming in relay events. The overall performance had the Aggie men being named the most outstanding team in the Texas relays, while Lyndon Victor garnered the top individual honor for his collegiate record in the decathlon. In Major League Baseball, the Astros are gearing up to take the field against the Seattle Mariners tonight at 7:10 at Minute Maid Park in their season opener. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers face the Cleveland Indians tonight at 6:05 p.m. in Arlington, and you can hear that game on Willie 102.7. In the NBA,
Dallas has gone on the road and beaten the likes of the Spurs, the Wizards, the Bucks, the Clippers, and the Trailblazers this season. They win today in Milwaukee, 109-105.
Harrison Barnes scored 15 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter to lift the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-105 victory over the listless Milwaukee Bucks last night. Meanwhile, in Phoenix,
Earl Watson wants a turnover on Beverly there as he carried the ball. Instead, it's Troy Williams once again from downtown.
Patrick Beverly scored a career-high 26 points, and the Houston Rockets sent the Suns to their 12th straight loss with a 123-116 victory last night, despite not having James Harden in the lineup. The team ruled out Harden before the game due to acute viral syndrome. He hadn't missed a game all season and entered Sunday tied for second in the league in points per game. In San Antonio,
Gasol setting a screen for Leonard. Leonard with the floater came up short, got the second one to fall.
Kawhi Leonard had 25 points and 7 assists, and the Spurs held off the Utah Jazz 109-103 last night in a matchup of postseason-bound teams. San Antonio is second in the Western Conference behind Golden State. And out on the ice, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Dallas Stars 6-3 last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hey, Bryan College Station, do you want to promote team building and workplace wellness? Then join me, Charlie Lima, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Health and Wellness Committee, for the fourth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Texas A&M University. This fun-filled event, the Water Cooler 5K Run and Walk, begins at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 6th at Wolfpin Creek. Don't miss it. You can do it. To find out more, log on to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Coming up about a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. By the way, we have partnered with Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan so that one listener can win a complete hearing aid system. All you need to do is go to WTAW.com and click on Hear Clearly Giveaway, and you've got a chance to win that. Did either of y'all see the end of the Mississippi State-Connecticut game?
Yes.
No.
I did, and I was screaming at the TV.
Well, and this is one of those backyard moments. You know what I'm saying? Oh. If you've got a basketball hoop, you grew up with it, this is the shot that you made.
Right.
I mean,
right.
This girl dribbles down. Brad, you got to look at this thing. I mean,
all right.
She lets it loose, and while it is in the air, time expires. I mean, it is just classic and
so
goes
cool.
In, and they win. And I think she's the shortest girl on the floor, if I'm not mistaken.
Possibly, yeah. And she's just had such an emotional roller coaster, and her dad passed away 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And, you know, she's been just – and unfortunately, she did not have a great game last night in their loss to South Carolina, but you got to look at what she did this season.
Yeah.
And just incredible.
Well, you know, South Carolina beat them three times this
exactly.
year. And,
exactly.
And, of course, Vic Schaefer's a favorite here.
Oh,
he coached.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that is an amazing shot to see. That's
it was.
For sure. Going to be 83 today. It's 52 right now. WTAW College.